Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This hour is brought to you by our friends at Mark Spain Real Estate. It is Dukes and Bell. Braves back at it tonight. Last night was a lot of fun. And hi, Mets fans. We've owned you over the last few years, 22, 23, 24. We've got winning records against these Mets. And now, because this is the first time we've seen them, guys, we're 1-0. We have 7 games in 10-day stretch against the Mets. Obviously, the Marlins are in there, Phillies. But this is that stretch we said. We're going to figure out where our team is, how good we are, Mike, and if we can get back into this race.
Right. Rain right now rolling through the city. Hopefully all this stuff will be done by the time we roll around to first pitch over there at Truist Park. But, yeah, it was great to know that you had the one-run thing, which you weren't able to win 10 games now. You snapped that losing streak. You get some clutch from, let's be honest, Raisel Iglesias. You had, I thought Acuna maybe should have gotten that first ball, but he more than makes up for it, stealing a home run and doubling up Juan Soto. That was beautiful. You got some really good clutch performance. You had a Mets pitcher that was pretty unbeatable, and you got him knocked out of the box as a piece in the bullpen. They had to get to earlier than they maybe would have wanted to, or just use him as a regular role in the ninth. But you do get the win. So now build on it. Mets have now lost 4 in a row. Yankees are on a losing streak. So New York media is losing their minds. And you get Chris Sale going up against a guy who's terrible right now for the Mets pitching.
Yeah, I think, and I wouldn't have felt this way probably 2 weeks ago, that this is an opportunity. And you get right against the Rockies. Should have been a sweep. But you get right, you handle your business, you win the series. And I've been saying this, just win series. But more importantly, you got to win series at home. You know, on the road, it's always that there's more, it's more difficult to win half of your series on the road. But the formula is simple, guys. Win your series at home, win half your series on the road, you're in the playoffs. That's how this works. And we haven't done enough of that on the road, but we haven't been great at home either. So this is an opportunity for us to do that. The other part of our conversation, which we'll dive back into, about our Braves was we were talking about our buddy Buster Olney, who said, hey, I got teams that I think that should be seriously looking to do something at the trade deadline. And Alex Anthopoulos' name was left off. And that's our general manager. And we're both like, wait a minute. And we started talking about the commitment to winning. It's not a statement about the Braves. I think, if anything, they have been the most consistent team in our city for a very long time. That's a given. But when you're good, it doesn't give you a pass. And because we've been good the last few years and we won a World Series 4 years ago, it doesn't give you a pass.
The bar's been raised and you should be striving to do more while you've got this group together. There's the argument distilled, as we said earlier, down to its most simple form. And sometimes Braves fans, I feel it's just kind of like, well, you know, what are you going to do? Guys aren't hitting. Well, I mean, you can change the approach. You can move some faces around. Just because you signed these guys, you are not locked in concrete or stone, Carl.
No.
To the elements, which some Braves fans feel, I guess they are, for lack of a better explanation. Because Lord knows, I can't understand why they don't demand more.
Yeah, and that's the discussion, is where is your fandom when it comes to demanding more? Are you okay? You want to stay pat? Hey, we don't have to do anything like that. That's not where we should be. I think we have a really good club, even though they haven't played like it. But how do you get better? And how do you make sure that we are moving in the right direction when it comes to the playoffs? Part of the thing we're talking about today, Ronald was great last night. Acuna for life was unbelievable, and I think he saved the game. But I think we're going to see a lot of that, guys. He's been the best player on the team since coming back off the injury. Ozuna's been the guy to carry us. Ronald has stepped right in where he left off the MVP year. 404-726-0929. We'll talk more about our Braves, but Sam Mitchell's on the way here. In less than 8 minutes, we'll talk some NBA with him. Finals, Mike, we think it's done. We'll see what Sam thinks about that, and we'll talk more about some of these potential trades, including stop telling me you want Kevin Durant in Atlanta. Please stop telling me that. I don't want it, Mike. And he said, here are the teams, by the way. He didn't even mention us.
No.
Houston. Right? That's one of the places he wants to go. Miami. Like, he's mentioned these teams. That's not the answer here.
At this stage, plus, as you said, guys, you're going to have to mortgage. The Suns are going to want our best players, not named Trey. And then, so you lose. If you really love Jalen Johnson or you know, whoever you like, Dyson Dan, any of these guys, you're going to lose these guys for a dude that'll probably won't make it here more than a year. That's been his MO. And why should you believe that anything's going to change about Durant as he gets older in his career?
No, it's going to be difficult. Hey, man, let's talk some dogs. All right, so Georgia recruiting. Really, that's where we're at right now, right? It feels like the offseason, but our buddy Connor Riley from Dog Nation says it never stops, and it doesn't. Georgia prospect Kamari Brooks, he's a North Oconee high schooler, guys, has set a commitment date of June 23rd, considered one of the top edge rushers in the country. I think he's in the top 100, Mike, as far as prospects. But I think that connection, and Day-Day helped me with this, the North Oconee connection is there's a famous player that once played at Georgia who was one of his coaches, correct?
That is correct. I'm sorry. I thought Garrett was saying something.
No, Garrett was mentioning to me that how much success they've had in North Oconee.
Yeah, they've won state titles. And so this kid, obviously, highly touted on their, highly touted and obviously very top of the list for them in terms of, and you guys talk about it all the time, winning the state of Georgia.
Yeah.
He's one of those kids that, you know, if they get this, this is a big get for them. And, I mean, the kid is a freak. You probably haven't seen him. I don't know if you've had a chance to see him play yet.
But
the kid is an absolute freak. So.
Yeah. Look, he's going to set this date. My guess is, look, right now it's probably Georgia, right? Mm-hmm. That would be my guess, right around the corner. He knows he's going to a great program, but we'll see. But he set that date. And then can the Dogs land Tyler Atkinson? He left a great impression. This is a kid from Grayson, by the way, five-star recruit.
Powerhouse Grayson, yeah.
Grayson's going to be good again this year. And so, you know, you're seeing a lot of kids get opportunities from that particular school. But Mike, the Dogs also did something, and that is sign one of the best offensive tackles. I think his brother went to Georgia, Day-Day. Let's talk about this.
Yeah. Sorry about that. David Pollack was the other one that you were talking
correct.
About.
That's correct. That's his coach. North Oconee.
For North Oconee. Not his head coach, but he is a coach on the staff. So, but this kid, his name is Ikeni Agboko.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And out of North Carolina, four-star South Corner High School, and a lot of people think he was gonna be a lock, and sure enough, about 30 minutes before showtime, he made his commitment.
There you go. So again, that'd be the
Searles, Mike.
18. Well, I hope he does a job with him. I mean, if it was, the best thing could happen for Georgia is Sam Pittman flames out in Arkansas, get him back to Georgia. But anyway, I digress. Not a big fan of the development of the offensive line in his present composition. But this dude becomes the 18th commitment of the 2026 class to Day-Day's point. So Georgia keeps on, you know, stacking these big names, getting the depth. And that's what you have to do. We had the conversation yesterday about the landscape of college football. Seems to be Georgia and the SEC and the Big Ten are at odds over how they're going to pick the teams for this playoff, even though it does expand, Carl, to 16 games. So everyone who felt that like it was like the SEC, as we said yesterday, and the Big Ten kind of running college football, not necessarily. More of like a non-aggression pact right now between the two.
Well, look, they're getting pushback from the other 136 FBS schools that feel like they should have a say in this. And so, listen, there's not going to be one plan that works for everybody. It's just not. We know whatever more likely is passed, Mike, or agreed upon, is going to benefit the Big Ten and the SEC probably more than any other conferences. That's just where we're at. But I do think there is some pushback as to how they go about this. And when we start talking about strength of schedule, this is interesting to me. Back in the day, we had the BCS. And everybody at the time hated the BCS. And we forgot how the BCS or why it came about. And it was basically came about to put one and two together. That was it. But we all fussed and hollered about strength of schedule when the BCS was there, but it was the computers who used to decide. Right. Basically, they put the formula in, and this computer spit out this thing and say, hey, this is where they're ranked. And everybody said, oh, that's not fair. We need the eyeball test. We should be able to look at these teams and say, hey, I think they're good.
Remember that the Sagar in the New York Times? You had like an entire, like eight different categories that would pick this. BCS was a step in the right direction,
okay,
but not even close.
Well, so here's the kicker. We may go back to the computer because they can't come to an agreement on how strength of schedule should be judged. Now, I don't know if that's going to actually happen, but it's on the table. When you start saying what's fair and unbiased, because the problem with the committee, Mike, is, and we've seen this, you can be biased. And if you're telling me the Big Ten and the SEC, and I know we're SEC folks here, we don't care. Like, let's put five SEC teams in. But if you're not going to have this bias, the only way to do that is to put these numbers in a computer and say, give us the best strength of schedule.
How hard is it to figure out the winning percentage of your opponent? You know, and again, and what schedule are they playing? If you're talking about the top to bottom, we covered it yesterday, seven teams under 500 last year, more teams in the Big Ten, four teams under 500 last year in the SEC. Now, when you get into the nuts and bolts of it, Ohio State with an out-of-conference this year that includes Texas to start the season, that speaks for itself. Michigan is also playing Oklahoma this year. In addition, but if you combine that with traditionally Ohio State playing three dog crap teams from the MAC, you know, it's that means the strength of schedule, it's not that hard to figure out. If Georgia this year, you don't really get the bounce with your schedule because you're playing three smaller schools this year and you're out of conference other than Georgia Tech.
I don't disagree, but every dog fan will say we deserve to be there regardless.
But if Georgia plays, if everybody in the SEC that Georgia plays is over 500 versus everyone in the Big Ten plays in their conference and they're not over 500, advantage Georgia and the SEC. That's what I'm saying. Why do I need to reinvent the wheel to figure this one out?
I don't think they are. I'm just saying what we had, you take elements of that, and I think this takes a lot of pressure off of, what you just said. I believe, you know what, give the information. Listen, we just talked about AI on this show a couple of days ago. It's doing everything. Let that thing figure this out and give us a fair formula to put the right teams in. And again, it's not the only thing. It's one of the pieces. But if I can't agree, Mike, and I'm an AD at one of these Big Ten schools, and you can't agree and you're one of these ADs at an SEC school, how do we come about to an agreement that this is the way we're going to look at this moving forward, especially when we go to 16 teams, which is what this is all about?
Again, as we said, the strength of schedule is generally most of our audience feels because of the SEC and what they've accomplished and what they've built over the years. But then, as we said yesterday, Big Ten fans, I know, and they live amongst us, Carl. They go, hey, you know, we're like, you know, 2-0 against the SEC in the playoffs, 5-1 against them in the bowl games, you know, and our teams have won back-to-back natties. And we can also say, yes, while Georgia has been the gold standard and had amazing depth and studs at every position, that wasn't the case last year. See, Georgia, to me, didn't pass the eye test last year.
See, and that's the
losing
thing
to Ole Miss, you know, I mean, the way that Carson Beck, you know, was turning it over against Alabama, and just simply the way the Notre Dame game played out. You know, if you can't, you know, dominate the line of scrimmage the way Georgia fans were used to seeing, hopefully that changes this year with, again, a lot of new faces, a lot of turnover. But this is going to be the great conundrum because a lot of the Big Ten, it's just top heavy. The Big Ten top to bottom is not as good as the SEC. That's not debatable. But it doesn't matter, Carl, when you're winning at the top, when you're bringing home the championships. Then that's the only argument that matters.
404-726-0929. What do you guys think? And again, I'm not telling you that's where they're going. I'm telling you that's what they're talking about. We will see how that all shakes out. These are decisions that they need to make now before decisions are made about expanding the playoff, blah, blah, blah. All right, we're coming back. We got to talk some NBA with our buddy Sam Mitchell. We'll talk to him about, is this thing over? The Halliburton debate is interesting. Went from being like the next megastar to he ain't that good.
Yeah, and again, nobody really knows how bad this calf is, but it just seems like if you're on the floor, you can't be doing what you just did, right, in game five.
All right, that's on the way next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
NBA Finals is on the cusp of being over, guys. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. OKC has a chance to wrap this thing up. And we want to spend some time with our dude, Sam Mitchell. Of course, the finals continues tonight. It is in Indy. And by the way, Indianapolis is Pacers are 6.5-point underdog at home. Sam, you look at this series, and it's been crazy. And appreciate you, brother, for joining us as always. But the question is Halliburton, right? I mean, if he's not 100%, there's no way that Indiana not only is going to come back tonight, but this series is over if he can't play like he did either early on in this series or certainly as he did against the Knicks.
Well, guys, you would think that. But think about this. Before Halliburton had that four-point game the other night, he was on the average of 17.5 points a game. So it's not like he's been Shea or Jay Williams. It's not like he's, you know, setting the world on fire. You can make an argument that in certain times, T.J. McConnell and the team has played better when Halliburton's been on the bench. Again, he's been hampered with that sore calf. All right, but you would think, you got to factor these things in. Guys don't play as well on the road as they do at home. Role players don't. So some of them, that shot making that OKC has been doing may not be there in game six on the road. Shea, them, the star players can take over. Jay Will hasn't been as good on the road. You would think Rick Carlisle and his role players would play a lot better. So when you factor those things in, I would still give the advantage to OKC. I still think Indiana can win this game six at home. But I think after that, they wouldn't have a chance. I think Vegas would get it would be an 11-12-point game, and I just think, okay, Indiana cannot win a game seven in OKC, but I think there's a chance.
Okay.
Maybe not, but there's a chance they can win game six.
Sam, you're a player and you were a coach. What should a fan or what should you expect from a guy when you know he's not 100%? Obviously, the calf was affecting everything because he was just horrible the other night. But in the NFL, they say if you're on the field, you're still expected to be able to do something. Is it the same for the NBA?
Same thing, NBA guys. But look, for all these people that are talking about Halliburton should have went to Rick Carlisle and said he couldn't play, stop. He had to go play. He had to play. He couldn't do that. That's a coach's decision, guys. You don't, first of all, you never put a player in that position. You never put that on the player. The coach makes that call. The coach got to use his instincts, his eyes, and what he's seeing, and information that how the player's playing. And I use the word protect. When I got a player on the floor and he can't guard his position and he can't do the things that he normally does, that means he can't protect himself. Mm. That's when I make the call. Mm. And I felt like, look, the player going to always lie to you. He better. He better always lie. The player can never go in there and say, coach, I can't go, man. My calf too sore. No, I was in the building, guys, in Toronto when Kevin Durant ruptured his Achilles. I saw it. I knew it was going to happen because that little slight pressure of putting on him to play. So, again, that's a coach's call. But, guys, Halliburton could not take himself out of that game. Y'all know this. Y'all cover football. Mm. What if a football player did that? Guys, Ben Roethlisberger had his appendix taken out on Monday and played on Sunday.
Yes.
So people don't understand, yeah, man. These guys wouldn't be in the NBA. We wouldn't be pros if we didn't mentally learn how to suffer through pain and play.
Sam, what's up with KD, man? Speaking of Kevin Durant, I mean, these trade rumors, just look at you. He's trying to, he is forcing his way out of Phoenix again. I mean, another stop. Where is he going? What? And by the way, people keep asking me, Dukes, is he the right, is Atlanta the right place? The answer for me is no. Is there a right place for Kevin Durant at this point?
There's a right place, guys, but it's got to be the right place. And what I mean by that, do you have the infrastructure to support him? Do you have a good defense? Do you have a rim protector? Do you have a good rebounders? Because if you're expecting Kevin Durant at his age and these injuries to go get 50-50 balls, to dive on the floor, to take charges, to go get your 12 and 14 rebounds, to play power forward against young boys like Isaiah Stewart and stuff, that's going to go at you because they know old people don't want to get hit. Right? That we just don't. Tom Brady said it best. As he got older, he didn't want to get hit. So, I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that. Okay, so it's up to you guys to protect me. So if you put him on the right team with the right pieces, yeah, but also this is what would be my concern as a coach. Unless you are an established coach, man, things ain't went well for the coach last two coaches that have coached Kevin Durant. So all these things got to fall in place. But, guys, I would be wary of a 37-year-old with all these injuries that's stuck in his ways and is going to command. Then I got to turn around and give him 2 years at $122 million. Mm-hmm. And as a coach, I can't coach him. If he don't want to do something, right, if he don't want to conform, there's nothing I can do. And we've shown that these owners are going to always go with the superstars.
Right.
So if I'm a coach and I'm not established like Eric Spoelstra, he can go to Miami. To me, the best place and the only place that fits for me is Miami. If I'm the coach in San Antonio, a young coach, yeah, you would get excited about having Kevin Durant with Victor and all these things. But also, they're going to look there and be like, you know what, we only got a short window with Kevin Durant. We just gave him a 2-year extension for $122 million. Maybe we need an experienced coach.
Right. Great point, Sam. Sam, you up for the job? Sam Mitchell's with us, guys, here on the waitforit.com hotline, former player and coach. Speaking of legacy, obviously Durant played with Westbrook and played with Harden. My partner here, not a big fan of Harden. LeBron on a podcast says, you know, he doesn't understand why the ring is always the thing. So,
stop. Y'all need to stop.
That's what I said. But where do you fall on that? Because if you're one of those elites, the ring kind of puts you in the elite elite company.
Hey, man, I love LeBron. But he look what he did to get a ring. Look what he did to make sure he avoided that, not be the greatest player without a ring. Mm-hmm. He left Cleveland and joined a super team.
Yep.
And when he got there in his interview, what did he say? Not one, not two, not three. And I can go on and on and on, right? Out in Miami, what else did he do? He went back to he's been so many places.
You're right.
Confused.
Back to Cleveland.
He went to Cleveland.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Won a ring there. And then when he saw they couldn't win no more, wasn't going to commit the money, then he goes to L.A. And think about this. What do we hear after every season in L.A.? We don't know if LeBron coming back. You know, when you got to always be chasing the ring, right? Has one time LeBron James taken a pay cut?
No.
The only time he did, guys, listen, yes, he did.
Miami.
The only time he did. There you go.
Yes.
Miami.
So, guys, why are we talking? LeBron know better, man. Look, LeBron is great at deflecting because what LeBron doesn't realize, he done getting rings. He just playing for legacy, stats, and money. He done getting rings. Them days are gone. And the fact that we, the thing that I give him credit for is he still got us fooled thinking he's chasing a ring, and we're still talking about it. But, man, LeBron knew after that last ring in L.A., chances are his legacy, his stats, and his money. LeBron, look at it. Then, better yet, what has he done? Has he went in there and said, guys, go do whatever you got to do and just pay me what's left? Or give me minimum. He's a billionaire. Has he ever done that?
No.
Okay.
No. But I got a question.
What are we talking about?
But I got a question for you now. Because you're saying this, and then what you're telling me is, what I've been saying is, Luka can't carry them to a chip either. Is that what you're telling me?
No. Not by himself.
Okay.
Not without a complete team. Guys, let me tell you what we've seen. Look at OKC. You could take Luka and put him on that team. And you could probably have similar success. Because think about what OKC does in defensive moments. They take Shea off the floor. All right?
They
now,
do.
If Luka gets his butt in shape, which I think he is, what it seems like, because right. He's conscious, he got some pride and respect for himself, right? He's getting dogged out, and he deserved it. So I expect Luka to be better. So now what I would do now if I'm the Lakers, I would build a team kind of like OKC, young players, athletic, that can defend, that can play both ways, that can run, defend, get up and down the floor. All right? I would start building a team like that around Luka. Now you got something. All right? But this trying to put another star with LeBron and Luka, LeBron don't do the tough thing, guys. The same thing I said Durant don't do anymore. Do. And as we found when you get into the playoffs, especially deep into the playoffs, everybody's got to do the dirty things. Look at Indiana. Everybody, OKC, everybody's getting grimy. Or you're not going to win. And those guys can't get grimy no more. Why? They old and they don't want to get hit.
Great point.
Sam Mitchell is with us. By the way, we were trying to figure out where we stand, Sam, in the Eastern Conference, where the Hawks are. I don't know how ownership's going to approach this offseason. Maybe moving our picks, trying to get a star along with Trey. I mean, I asked you last time, I ask again. I mean, what does this Hawks team need?
Dude, that's not going to come in, and you got to play K2, and he don't do this, and he don't do that. Keep building like you're doing. Okay, see, now, if you can find a guy like Shea or something like that to add, you know, or Caruso, young, talented with upside. I've been getting the kids Dyson Daniels. Great job in a trade. Mm. Keep looking for those type of guys. Keep going into the draft. All your efforts in development and coaching. That's how you build a championship team in today's NBA. Guys, the days of the get three superstars over.
Done.
How did that work in Brooklyn?
Yeah.
How did that work in Phoenix? It don't work no more because they old. And now these young guys are not him. They're not at all. Look at Anthony Edwards. Look at Ron and KD when he played against them.
He went at him. Yeah, he went at
because him. Because, dude, yeah, they can score, but they don't guard nobody no more. So once you get over the fear of that's LeBron and that's KD, man, defend the.
Sam, we appreciate you, brother, as always. Sam Mitchell, by the way, NBA Coach of the Year as well. Former player. He does a great show on Sirius XM. We got to run, man. Thank you so much, Sam, for joining us. You cut out there at the end, but he's right about that aspect of this. Mike Bell, we got to get to some guy talk. What's coming up?
Hey, man, have you seen where the Stanley Cup was this morning?
No.
Back on the beach in Fort Lauderdale, and those guys were getting it in after an impressive win by the Panthers last night. We'll talk about that. And the verdict was in earlier in Boston on Karen Reed. I know you and I both watched some of those specials. We'll talk about that. There are a lot of folks. Those mass holes' lips are flapping up there in Boston, Kyle. It's coming up.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, man, Dukes and Bell, why don't you join the party? See us live and in person. We're going to be at Twin Peaks Buckhead coming up on Friday. So come on out, hang out, and maybe even party with Day-Day, if he's willing.
He's always willing. He's always ready for a party.
Let his hair down, man. The guy's busy. All right, man, you're working too hard, Day-Day. You really are. Hey, a couple of things. We got a verdict, Carl, up in Boston. Your cousin from Boston. The Karen Reed saga is finally over. You may have seen the 5-part series that Discovery aired. Netflix has got one on it. There's been Dateline NBC on her. Everybody's got a theory on it. But it's all over. After a trial, a retrial, two juries, two elite prosecutors, and 4 months of evidence presented in trial, according to Barstool, the verdict, not guilty. On two counts as far as manslaughter. It is a mixed verdict, though. Second-degree manslaughter and guilty only of operating under the influence the night of the incident.
And she owned that. She said they had had multiple drinks. They're on camera at a bar drinking. That footage was shown in the first trial. Look, her lawyer, very good lawyer, Alan Jackson, did a terrific job, Mike, reasonable doubt, of making you believe that what they were proposing, which was, this was a setup, and where her alleged boyfriend was and what went down actually had nothing to do with her. And, Mike, I guess they convinced, obviously, this particular jury, because the last jury was a mistrial. This was an excellent documentary that had my wife and I going, she guilty. No, she not. She's guilty as hell. Maybe she didn't do it. We kept going back and forth. And then the mistrial came, and we were like, they're going to get her this next time around. It didn't happen.
Yeah, my wife just texted me. I can't believe she's innocent. Now, again, the story, and again, all you have to do is to create some doubt in one or two jurors' minds. And in this case, the idea that the guy got beat up at the party and the cops kick him outside and they fake the evidence with the car, that's what the defense was throwing out there. Or that she simply just, you know, hit him with a car and left him for dead out there in the cold, and that's all there is to it. That's where I stand. Either way, she'd be innocent, and a lot of folks in Boston, it was very polarizing. Folks outside the courtroom waiting for the verdict, but if you haven't been watching, like Carl and I, our wives got us into watching this stuff, and it has been very, very interesting. So now, you know, she walks. All right, man, last night, they walk out of Sunrise, Florida with the Stanley Cup for the second year in a row. Florida Panthers put on a show. I said to Carlson, video just broke. I guess it was a camera crew was down the hallway from Edmonton, and it's basically Connor McDavid losing his mind. Mm. Basically saying, in a nutshell, stuff I can't say on the radio, that you can't freaking play like this. It's the Stanley Cup. Because he's now 28, and this is a guy that everyone thought was going to be the next Sidney Crosby, you know, the next can't-miss guy. And Crosby got a cup by the time he was 21. He also had better goaltenders. They got horrible goaltending in this series. But the big story last night, total control. And also kind of moments in the series where he just, last night, Evander Kane just whacks Tkachuk and he gets the gate. 10-minute game, he gets thrown out. Some people are giving him heat for not coming back out for the handshake line at the end of the game.
They lost
their poise.
They did, and I agree with everybody. Look, you were Mr. Tough Guy throughout the course of this series. You lost. The thing that I respect about hockey players in most cases is that these dudes, they fight, they do everything, and then at the end, they shake hands. And I know it sounds crazy, but guys, it's just like any combat sport where somebody punches you in the face, and guess what? He's a better man today. Okay, great. Right. I shake your hand, and I hope to see you next time. He didn't do that, Mike, and we talk about NBA guys. We talk about NFL guys walking off the field and not shaking hands, right. And everybody wants to say, oh, it's the heat of the moment. They should be given time. These hockey guys, the emotion and the intensity, they always shake hands.
Right. It's right. Look, it's my favorite sport. For me, it's the greatest athletes on the planet. This was great for the Panthers. Sam Bennett's a free agent. He got the MVP. They called that the Conn Smythe. Big story last night. Sam Reinhart with 4 goals, 2 empty netters.
He's crazy.
So it was bananas. And then just like last year, they take the Stanley Cup. Looks like Marchand is driving, or it's Tkachuk, and they're in a golf cart. If you're familiar with Fort Lauderdale, Los Olas Boulevard, they're going down Los Olas to the Elbow Room. Great bar. To call it a dive bar isn't fair. 2-story bar, really cool with a balcony out front. It's right there down from where the Hooters is in Beach Place in Fort Lauderdale. Mm-hmm. So it's right where Los Olas T-bones into the beach. So they're hanging out there again today. And who's in the crowd but your buddy and fellow podcaster, Brian Baldinger, is in the mix down there.
He's got a spot down there. Baldy loves being down there. It does not surprise me. I'm sure he was not looking to be seen, but
he was.
but I'll say this: that is a cool spot down there. And look, the their fans have embraced it. Look, they're all about the Florida Panthers. And Mike, you said it earlier. I asked you, is this a dynasty? You said they have a potential of becoming that.
Right. If they can keep Sam Bennett there, but they've got so much scoring. They got great Bobrovsky. You could argue he's now on the cusp of the Hall of Fame. He's done a great job. His winning percentage, what he was able to do. I mean, these guys, they blew a 3-goal lead, came back one in Edmonton. And they just, I mean, I said to Carl earlier in the show, it was like they were just, not, I would say, toying with them, but there's something missing from Edmonton they got to fix. They got everything but the goaltending, and they might need some attitude on that team. Some real heart as well. Mm. One of the great pictures, you got Marchand, who came down from Boston. He gets his second Stanley Cup. The picture's gone viral. I just retweeted it. He's got the cup. He's in the back of the golf cart, cigar, coffee, a can of spiked iced tea, and a beer under the crux of his elbow.
That's a lot.
That's a proper Stanley Cup celebration.
I guess he said, hey, we're going to be up all night, right?
I love it, man. But this is why, if you're a fan and to see that down there in South Florida, it's kind of unique because, you know, people do work down there. Not everybody can just take the day off. So it is kind of fun to see them hanging out with their Panthers fans where they really do embrace it. And it shows you, as we said earlier on our program, yes, your arena, you'd like to have it in the heart of Atlanta, but if it's up in Forsyth or if it's up in, you know, up 400 somewhere, that arena in Sunrise is on the cusp of the Everglades. I remember when they first put it there. Even people who lived in Broward County, like, damn, it's a schlep. But they'll come if you've got a good product, and they got the best product in town.
So it is a haul, but, Mike, you're winning, and you've got star power.
Right. The team's got personality. The coach I mentioned, Paul Maurice, just a lot of fun. So congratulations to the Panthers going back-to-back. And I would argue that if they keep it as presently comprised, I should say, they won't be compromised. They can go back certainly to the finals again. Rafael Devers, I should say, in San Francisco. Now, Boston fans are losing their minds. I can imagine sports talk radio in Boston today. After Devers shows up and says to a translator, oh, that was a different set of circumstances. I will play first base. And is then seen taking grounders at the ballpark. This is a guy who
changed his tune.
So literally, this guy, he's here. We give him a catch. He won't play first base. He goes out to San Francisco. Now he's a team player. Oh, my God, Sully. So Devers saying all the right things. He really was caught off guard by a standing ovation when he came into his first at bat. Mm. He did strike out, then later on contributed with a couple of hits. But to Devers making himself at home. in San Francisco. Hey, we saw the by the way, have you seen the Bob Dylan movie?
I have not.
That Timothée Chalamet played. Day-Day, you seen it? I still haven't seen it. It's still not free for HBO. Once it gets free, I'll go see it.
Yeah, I haven't
but
seen it.
Missed it in the theater. The reason I bring it up, I just saw the trailer this afternoon, a Bruce Springsteen biopic.
Oh, wow. Okay. Who's going to play him?
And it looks like I'm going to give you the name real quick so you know. It looks like, if I'm reading what the trailer is, him getting ready to make Born to Run, the album. So he's in his career. Looks like it's mid-70s. So it's not a full, like, total biopic, but it does look interesting. And I'm going to give you the actor's name because you'll know who he is. If you saw the face, you'd recognize the guy. Jeremy Allen White
okay.
is the actor. And I'm trying to give you a rundown of stuff that he's been in. He's won 3 Emmys. He's the guy who owns a restaurant in the Bear.
Oh, okay.
So he's going to play Spring. So he's got the look.
Yeah, no doubt. He might have the gravitas too to pull that off.
The film follows Spring. No, it was actually the Nebraska album. Not sure if this is the way I'd write the movie, but anyway, it shows him making his 6th record, and it tests the patience of the record label that wants the follow up to the obviously his big record 1980, Hungry Heart, and all that. I'm reading this from the Variety website. But it is interesting. I thought that from what I saw, I still haven't seen the flick. You guys want to hit me up on the Bob Dylan film? I'm not a Bob Dylan fan per se. I mean, we all know what he is as an iconic influence. I mean, his influence is insane. Just wish he didn't sound like that singing. But in the case of Springsteen, this does look pretty interesting. I might give this a shot.
Chalamet got Oscar nominated,
right?
Yeah,
he got it. I mean, I still can't believe Dune didn't win anything other than some special effects and sound.
He was great.
I was on the other night. It's like it's amazing.
It is. He had a really good year. But, yeah, I haven't seen it, but the reviews were great on that. So, all right, so we can look forward to that. Right. Probably win next year, maybe?
Right, maybe. To play Springsteen, he studied hundreds of hours of archive videos to get the voice and that raspy thing. You know, you've been working all night, you're having a hard time, and here's another song about a car. But anyway, so let's see how this goes. The Springsteen, and I'm trying to see who did this one. I'm not sure what studio it is. Either way, it's going to be out. The other movie that got a good review, and apparently the drivers liked it too, is that F1 movie that Brad Pitt stars in that they produced both theatrical, and it'll be on, I guess, is it Apple? Is that what it is, or is it Amazon? I always get my streamers confused.
I think it's Apple. But, right. I mean, Mike, you're right. It may be Ebo. Who knows?
But everyone's saying it's got all the juice. If you love the second Top Gun, Maverick, same director did that. It's the storyline of, like, an aging race car driver who had a shot, was involved in a terrible accident, gets out, and then he's basically driving a cab in New York, and he gets a crack to go be an F1 driver. It's a star-studded cast, and the realism they were going for certainly looks great, because I got to see him filming this movie the last 2 years watching F1 races in person. Pretty cool.
I hope it does well. The star power's there, but it's all about, you know, if people connect with it. And that's why, you know, if you're a true hardcore F1 fan, Mike, like you, they got to put some storyline in here to grab other people, right? It just can't be about racing, because that's only the racing fans. So there's probably some kind of love story, something connected to these guys, and who knows? But I hope it's good, too, because the previews look amazing.
I always love these guys again at Dice. Carlos gets mad at me when I do this. Now, for me, it's about the world that science fiction creates.
Yes.
And I'll still debate you. I didn't realize that Princess Leia was an X-Man.
She's a Jedi.
But anyway, it's funny. But in this one, they do kind of give you enough framework where it's even Formula One snobs will appreciate this. Speaking of driving really fast, Sporting News now confirms earlier reports out of Cleveland that the Browns quarterback Shedeur Sanders pulled over early Tuesday morning, issued a ticket for being clocked at 101 miles an hour outside of Cleveland, per multiple reports. Now, again, as we said, as long as you're not drinking behind the drop by the wheel, and I get it, you want to make good decisions. If you're on a surface street, that's insane. If you're on a highway, I know that people get on me when I say there's no excuse for any of this, but it's not the end of the world. But as Day-Day said, still, you don't want to have that the optics for him if you're Shedeur Sanders.
No, but I'll tell you, like, even here in Atlanta traffic on your way home, some of you right now on 85, you're keeping up with traffic. Some of you are speeding, and you don't even realize it. And you look down, you're going 80, 85, and all of a sudden, whoop, and you're like, wait a minute. I mean, it happened.
I'm not going to get hold. I'm a super speeder. Better fact, if I can make it to August 15th, it'll be a year without a ticket.
Hey!
So let's not jinx it. I still got another month and two. But I digress. But Shedeur Sanders, that's out there. I said, I'm not going to get holier than now on that. If you got a car and it's open road and you're not drinking, I get it. No, I know people don't. I'm going to get the hate text messages and all that crap. But we buy these cars to drive them fast, as long as you're not hurting anyone. I know some guys say, get out on a track. Easier said than done.
I agree.
Hey, man, there's your guy talk. Don't forget, guys, we'll be at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. That's coming up on Friday.
All right, guys. He's been the spark. There's no debating that. But we also have breaking news in the NBA, and it's big.
Uh-oh.
Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.